This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And if you don't resist tyrants, you will be run over and made a slave.
The boys tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap old
Merle Haggard.
The death is quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. I don't need your prayers, it's true.
Save a few for Lefty Jew.
For Lefty Jew.
Only did what he had to do.
He did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
I got some Hag loaded up on my stereo at home. Let's go to Santiago in Iowa from the state where it all went down. Santiago, thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Yes, sir, Alex. Yeah. You know, they pulled the same thing with the last caucus in Iowa.
I remember. I know. It gives me a headache to, like, have to remember and pull it all up. They run the same scam over and over again like a dog going back to its vomit. Go ahead.
Right. And 4 or 5 years ago, National Public Radio, one of their comedy talk show guys, the guy that sounded like Bob Newhart, I can't remember his name, he interviewed the retiree from the caucus manager at Iowa State University. And it was hilarious, except to the host of the show, because this guy that retired from rigging this stuff, and he'd been doing it out of Iowa State University and recruiting college kids for 15 years, but he was retired, and he says, I got nothing to lose. Now I'm retired.
I remember that interview. What was the name of it? Because it's something like Iowa Caucus Ahead Admits Fraud. What was that interview? I mean, I forget because I remember seeing that.
Well, this was a radio talk show on National Public Radio. I know.
I remember playing clips of it back at the time. And here's the deal. Just like Hide the Decline at the big university over in England where they were running thousands of other universities. Remember when the Russian hackers got in and you know, they all like, Earth's getting colder. We got to cover up the fraud. And it was them communicating with the U.S., Australia, Germany, you name it, how to run the fraud. And you think about these universities, people just think they're universities. No, they've got like command bases of criminals taking over. And now they're saying you have no free speech. You're basically slaves. I mean, these are cult brainwashing camps. And when you come to face-to-face with that, of course they're banning free speech on the campuses. Of course, because they've got large pockets. I've had a lot of professors on exposing this, like Hamamoto, where they know what they're doing. Sorry, go ahead.
One other thing, and I'll let you go. This corruption in Iowa voting goes down to county level. And if you're not one of them, they may not even let you vote. And that's, I've experienced that when I was in Iowa. Right now I'm sitting on the Iowa-Minnesota border in a blizzard, but I am very familiar with Iowa politics, corporate farming. It's not really evangelistic. It's Monsanto and Chuck Grassley.
No, I understand. Let's throw this out there, though. They think we're so stupid that they steal these things in front of us, and you can see the calculus. Rubio gets basically double what he showed in polls. That's who they really want. Pushing him up to springboard. That's the real fraud. And then, actually, talking to insiders, they think Trump may have actually lost because he can't get the independent voters there because it's not an open party state in the caucus. So that's why he's so ahead in all the other ones. But the real fraud is Rubio and Hillary. That's what the intel shows. What do you think as an Iowan that's witnessed this for yourself?
Well, I talked to people that were going to the caucus for the food that were big fans of Star Trek and Star Wars, and they were going to vote for Rubio because of his ears. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, there are a lot of young people that do really stupid stuff and really aggressive stuff. And a lot of Democrats that register for the first time, they tell them to do this in a lot of areas like this, to go vote. You can register first as a Republican and switch back later and do that. And I'm not going to bash Rubio, okay, for his ears. I don't care what his ears look like. And one does look like Dumbo ear. The other one looks like a Spock ear. Whatever. I don't make fun of stuff like that, okay? the fact is he's a flip-flopper and the big money's backing him. That's all I need to know. I mean, I heard his speech about his family and his parents. Made me want to support him. But, man, the devil's got a silver tongue, folks.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I played part of this in the last hour, but we went up to break, and the punchline, the kicker of John Cleese, one of the founders of Monty Python, obviously, didn't get broadcast. I'm going to play it now. Full video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where he says, I won't go to U.S. universities, because I've been told by their colleagues that it doesn't matter what you say or do, they will be offended, they will get in your face, they will scream at you. This is turning into a 1984 society. But what Cleese has to understand is, and what Seinfeld has to understand, is this is by design. We've had the university department heads on, like Professor Hamamoto and others, who have been in the briefing meetings at the Rockefeller Foundation about the plan to do this. This is a takeover. And Bill and Melinda Gates are even more involved in primary and secondary education as well. It is a takeover of society. So I thought I'd play this clip since we were mentioning it. Here it is.
All humor is critical. If you start saying, we mustn't criticize or offend them, then humor's gone. With humor goes a sense of proportion. And then as far as I'm concerned, you're living in 1984.
And that's right. And if in 1984, which was based on what George Orwell, a British spy, very smart, thought would happen if the Soviet Union took over. He'd been for Stalin, fought in the Spanish Civil War, been highly decorated, shot in the neck by the Nazis. He'd been a secret police officer before that in India. He lived for years homeless to see what it was like in Paris and London. Really an amazing guy. I've basically read all his books and essays. And I've read his essays. They're in different compendiums out there about the real world. Winston Smith is him at the Ministry of Truth. And then, of course, the Ministry of Love is where they torture you to death. And humor is banned. And so he's sitting there with his friend in the lunchroom and making jokes about stuff. And he goes, oh, he'll be disintegrated and, you know, killed for sure. And they explain, we're the priests of power. We want to trample and be trampled on. We're a society that measures progress by devolving, not developing. When you study the globalists, the Jacobins, the French Revolution, the proto-system of communism, you learn it's not something of the people. It's something created by the robber baron and royal class to bring in tyranny. Now, does that mean socialism can't deliver if you have a philosopher king like Muammar Gaddafi, which compared to these people is a philosopher king? He delivered like 95% of the money to the people in real projects, real jobs, real infrastructure. The globalists don't want that, but I'm ranting. We've only got Wayne Madsen for this segment. The next investigative journalist works for Infowars.com as a correspondent, also Wayne Madsen Report. .com. I wanted to get him on about Rubio because he's been on the trail of the supposed reports about Rubio and sexual behavior. Whether that's been fleshed out or not, we're going to see if that's a rumor or not. He's done the investigation years ago. We've had guests on that have brought up his excellent work, like Robert David Steele, so I thought, why not have him on? But separately, from my view, the unprecedented, over-the-top fraud in Iowa with six coin tosses in a row going to Hillary and to give the delegate from Bernie Sanders to her and double counting ballots that were hers and excluding others and more ballots showing up than were counted and Microsoft system breaking down right when they were going to check it. I mean, this thing stinks to high heaven. And Cruz running around, you know, having his surrogates announce that Ben Carson had quit and left, so vote for him. I mean, talk about shenanigans. Here they are. We'll get his take on that first. Wayne, what's your view on Iowa, Trump, and where all this is going?
Well, you know, the reason a week and a half ago I endorsed both Trump and Sanders was because I knew that the establishment of both parties and the big money up in Wall Street were dead set against Trump and Sanders. So they're going to manipulate. We've seen how they've done this before. Florida 2000, Ohio 2004. It's no longer one person, one vote in this country because of the way they can manipulate, and they're working with this corporate media, these talking heads who couldn't investigate a story if it bit them on the behind. I figured that for those people who supported Trump, though, they shouldn't fear, because in 2008, Mike Huckabee won Iowa, and in 2012, it was Rick Santorum. And I don't recall reading in the history books about President Huckabee or President Santorum. So Iowa's a weird state because of the caucus process. I don't think we would have had this turnout necessarily had it been a straight primary in both parties. I think we would have seen Sanders and Trump easily win.
I agree. All the evidence points at that. And there's a story at Infowars.com that Kurt Newman wrote that I think is excellent. Here's why Trump lost Iowa and why it doesn't matter. It's a closed party state, so he's mainly independents, libertarians, black crossover voters, blue-collar workers. I mean, Trump does have that appeal of Democrats as well, but he couldn't get any of them to vote for him. And so that's why his advisor, Stone, told him, look, don't even try to go to Iowa. Come in after Iowa. Trump, you know, I guess still thought he could win and almost did. I mean, who knows? There might have been hanky-panky there to stop him as well.
Well, there is. I understand there is same-day registration where you can actually show up at the caucus site and register to participate. But
that's the word that young Democrats crossed over to get Rubio in.
And that's right. That's probably what happened. There are a lot of they do allow these crossovers, and unlike some states, you're not then pledged. Although they can't enforce that pledge, you're not pledged to vote for that candidate later anyway. So. We had these issues come up, remember, in 2004 where there was an accusation. Most of this came from the Hillary camp, ironically, that Barack Obama was busing students in from as far away as Chicago to vote for him in the Iowa caucus. We don't know whether that was actually the case or not. But speaking of Obama, that gets me to the point about Rubio. A lot of us were fooled by Obama in 08. I know of only one journalist, and he was with the Chicago Trib, that was even investigating Obama's gay background in the city of Chicago. And because of the pressure exerted by David Axelrod, who used to work for the Chicago Trib, the story never ran in that newspaper. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
And let's be clear, we're not attacking the president if he's bisexual. The issue is, or just straight up, you're gay. The issue is it's used for blackmail, it's used for control. The media covered it up, just like Hillary and all her girlfriends. Hey, if you're so liberal, bring this out. Go ahead and break that down.
Right. Well, okay, so here's the deal on Rubio is, and I find it ironic that after I ran the story, two stories on Rubio, that he was very well known as kind of an extroverted gay back in his days in high school. He was arrested after his first year in college. He flunked out at a small college in Missouri. He was arrested in a park in Miami called Alice Wainwright Park, along with a friend of his named Angel Barrios. They were in there after dark drinking beer. According the police reports have disappeared. They said that this the charges were dropped. There's no mugshots.
These reports about him being tied to an infamous porn case? Because we have other.
Yeah, well, his buddy later on, Barrios, rents a home. He has a real estate investment company. He rents his home in a residential area in Miami to a guy out of Chicago. He was chased out of Chicago for running basically a gay dormitory where they had webcams all around the house where they would live stream black and Latino gay guys, in flagrante delicto. And the city of Miami went after this establishment. Barrios and the guy from Chicago ran this company called FlavaWorks, sued the city of Chicago for trying to shut it down because it was in violation of zoning ordinances. And at the U.S. court in Miami, the judge found in favor of.
So is that why the elite like Marco Rubio so much, is that he's also been connected with some other shady stuff?
Yeah. Okay. His brother-in-law was busted in 1987 for being a major person in cocaine smuggling ring. And then after he got out of jail, Rubio was trying to get him all sorts of sweetheart deals and government contracts. So, yeah, this guy Rubio passes no smell test. I find it ironic that the judge that found in favor of Rubio's friend and the porn operation was appointed by George W. Bush. So yesterday, the log cabin Republicans accused me of mounting a last-minute right-wing attack, 11th-hour attack on Rubio, suggesting that I was somehow part of some political operation. I'm waiting for my paycheck from whoever was responsible.
Well, expanding on that, you were writing about Rubio years ago.
Rubio. The thing is, this guy's been lying about an awful lot. First, he said his parents escaped Castro's Cuba. They emigrated to the United States in 1956, 4 years before Fidel Castro took over. In fact, they were working for Meyer Lansky's mob-owned casinos and hotels in Havana. His dad was a bartender there for one of these casinos. His mom was a hotel maid. Lansky's operation moved them to Miami, and then they went out to Las Vegas, where the dad worked in one of Lansky's bars in the casino, and the mom worked in one of the hotels.
Let's break this down. Who is Marco Rubio? Why does the system like him so much? Why do the Bushes love him so much? I mean, I think they may be trying to put him in there against Hillary.
Well, I think he's the new Barack Obama. He's a guy who's been less than honest about his background. The fact that he came from Cuba and was immersed in that CIA anti-Castro operation in South Florida is problematic, just like with Obama's supposed biological father, Barack Sr., being brought over here in a CIA airlift operation to get him educated in college, ramped up, and sent back. We have another case. I think the CIA's got these minorities sitting there waiting to pick one when they need one.
All right, Wayne Madsen, stay there. I want to come back and take a few calls for you and also look at any other issues that you think are front and center, what you're going to be writing about for InfoWars.com coming up in the next week. Wayne Madsen is our guest with WayneMadsenReport.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget, the system does not want this information getting out, so spread the word.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. No matter how hard you try. Happened in this country is the corruption is flagrant. Wayne Madsen is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Nick in California listening on KOMY, 1340 AM. What's your take on Iowa and the whole course of this election? Any questions or comments for Wayne? Go ahead.
Well, maybe you can bring up Alan Keyes. I was still flipping the coin. Because how many times did it flip? What kind of person flipped it? I could spin a wheel, flip a coin, or I could be, you know what I'm saying? It's off.
There's a lot of ways to rig flipping a coin. What do you think happened, Wayne? Hold on, we got to turn Wayne back up. Your audio wasn't up. Start over, Wayne. Go ahead.
Well, I think these were convenient tied votes to go to the coin toss. Look, I wouldn't trust Hillary or her husband in a game of poker, dice, or a coin flip. In all cases, I think the cards would be marked.
You mean don't trust known certified mass murdering con artist criminals?
Yeah, right. Well, Clinton was brought up, around Hot Springs, Arkansas, which had a heck of a lot of
gambling
casinos. So he knows all about how to rig a coin toss, I'm sure. But I think the odds of that all six coin tosses were had been it's like a 64-1 odds on that. But be that as it may, I think it was all stacked against Sanders. I think he probably won handily. But he didn't do bad. I mean, she can't claim an easy win. It was almost a tie. As for Cruz once again hit Trump on this New York values. I have another story up as of yesterday. Ted Cruz went to a last year accepted $2,700 at a fundraiser at an apartment of two well-known gay Republicans, a guy named Ian Reisner and Matty Wiederpass, Central Park South. Just 6 months earlier, a guy who Reisner had taken out of a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen was found dead in the guy's bathtub. So this is where Cruz decides to go have a fundraiser. You know, he's got a lot of nerve, him being married to a Goldman Sachs wife, talking about...
Let me ask you this. Is, and CFR, is Hillary going to get indicted?
Well, they're really doing a lot of free card Monty here with the emails. If, in fact, those emails were sensitive, compartmented information and had information that gave away methods and sources. Sources would be agents. Methods would be how intelligence is acquired. I would say that she should be indicted for mishandling classified information. Isn't it funny? Hillary was one of the first ones to come out and say Edward Snowden should come back and face the music. It looks to me like she may have done much more harm than he did. He brought it to the light how the government was spying on us.
You're right.
It looks like she just willfully gave away some names or identities of some of our agents abroad.
And got caught lying about it many times. And then Petraeus didn't do one-tenth what she did. Let's go to Ryan in Texas. We're not defending Petraeus anyways, folks, just a fact. Ryan in Texas, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Hey, I had a list of points that I wanted to make real quick, three about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, we're not screening your call. You're on air right now.
Okay, well, thing about Hillary Clinton that some people need to know, because she wants to make us so safe by, like, taking away our guns and stuff, she just sold our largest uranium deposit to Russia, and uranium is like saying, hey, you need water to make tea, just like you need uranium to make a nuke. I wanted to mention that. Another thing, her right-hand man, and this is all information. This isn't a conspiracy. This is just like saying, the Alex Jones Show is a show hosted by the GCN in Austin, Texas. It's a fact. It's like saying, okay, her right-hand man is the leading jihad directly linked to ISIS. Another thing, if women want to vote for Hillary, every woman needs to listen up because this is probably the most important thing I'm going to say. They want their women to wear rags on their heads, not be allowed to go out in public. They rape their women, tell them it's their own fault for being...
All right, listen, Ryan, here's the deal. I'm not mad at you, but you called in and said about Rupert Murdoch and Hillary Clinton and that connection. That's why I went to your call. I got to let you go because Wayne's got to go. I'll get to other calls so they can hold with our next guest. But, Wayne, what about the movement? I mean, clearly, that Rupert Murdoch is in bed with Hillary.
Yeah, I think, they're all in bed with each other. When Bill Clinton, of course, did uranium deals with the dictator president of Kazakhstan, enriching his Clinton Global Initiative quite handsomely and his Clinton Foundation. So They are the elite. I just want that about Cruz. So the where he got his money. This is a group that's connected to Fire Island, the Pines of Fire Island, one of the biggest gay porn production operations in the United States. So when Cruz talks about Trump's New York values, maybe you got to look in a mirror.
Very well said. Thank you, Wayne Madsen. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
It's coming up next.
Alex Jones Battle, and the GCN Battle. Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Gentlemen, defend on the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we have on the next 30 minutes. It has got so much inside info, so much intel. It's broken so many stories, filed so many successful lawsuits. It's amazing. His integrity is just over the top. That's why they call him a kook, a conspiracy theorist, discredited on CNN, you name it, MSNBC, because there's nothing that's discrediting him. It's because he's so dead on target. It's like when they said Ted Cruz is discredited because he said Obamacare increases prices. No, he's been proven right. And, of course, it's Larry Klayman, a former founder of Judicial Watch. Now he's founded many other organizations. He's the guy that had the success for several years in court blocking the NSA until another court overturned it. But now he's back in court, and he has introduced a lawsuit that's got international attention the last 2 weeks trying to block Obama's gun orders and has now been hit with the first lawsuit. And of course, Obama says his actions are consistent with the Second Amendment. He's doing it on so many fronts, whether it's open borders, shutting off our power plants. Larry Klayman is battling that, and we're going to be talking to him right now. But before we get into his action on that front, before we break all that down, I really want to get his view on the Republican race, who he thinks has the most integrity, because we have guests on who I respect as well, but they'll say some pretty wild stuff about folks, and a lot of times it turns out to be true. I mean, we have guests on that all have integrity, but sometimes we don't get everything exactly right. We're trying to find the truth. That's the difference between us and the dinosaur mainstream media. FreedomWatchUSA.org is his main organizational website. He's a frequent commentator in television and radio, as well as weekly columnist at WorldNet Daily. I'm not going to go over all his degrees and what he's done in successfully impeaching Obama. Excuse me, I had a Freudian slip. Clinton, but he's one of the most hated men by the establishment. They have, you know, made characters about him on the West Wing. The list goes on and on. So he joins us to go over basically the field right now and what's unfolding in this country. Larry, who do you like for president? What do you think of what happened in Iowa? And then going into the election, what tricks you think Obama's going to pull in his last 10 to 11 months in office? Let's fade Larry up. Larry. We're having some audio issues. Yes, sir, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for joining us.
I was calling about the...
Okay, that's a caller. We're talking to Larry Klayman right now. Larry, do we have you? No, we're having some audio cross issues here today. We're going to figure that out and get him back on here in just a moment. Before I go any further today, it's live radio, folks, stuff like this happens. It's kind of the fun part of it. We are offering a really great special on colloidal silver, which is known for its antiviral and antibiotic effects, both internally and externally. I personally have had amazing results with it when I have a sore throat or whatever that even antibiotics haven't been successful with. Everybody, I mean, even mainline stores now sell colloidal silver and silver creams in hospitals are relying on it to a great extent. We have 24-hour flash sale. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off and 10% off with auto ship. So 15% off already the low, low price on this high-quality colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay? And then if you sign up for auto ship, which you can cancel any time, get a 10% off everything you order as well. So we're now launching auto ship at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We're very, very excited about that. Your purchases make everything we do here possible. Now, three is the charm. Going to Larry Klayman of FreedomWatchUSA.org, one of the greatest mavericks out there of fighting globalist tyranny, Islamic tyranny, all of it. The left openly allied with Islamic tyranny. I want to get into that with him. I want to get into his lawsuits to block Obama's executive power grab. I want to ask him about the election and so much more. Larry, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome, Alex. Great to hear from you.
So much to talk about. What do you want to tackle first?
I think the thing I want to tackle first is that our president gave him the award Muslim of the Year. I don't know if you saw that. It was a parody in Time magazine. He's visiting a mosque in Baltimore tomorrow, which is part of the Islamic Society of North America, which has ties to terrorism. And the Islamic Society of North America was an unindicted co-conspirator in a criminal case in Dallas, Texas, a number of years. And some of its members have actually been indicted, convicted, and imprisoned. And here our president, with his Muslim outreach, is going to a mosque that has these ties. And I might add, you might remember, Alex, I had brought a lawsuit against the Ground Zero Mosque several years ago, which is now mostly a dead letter, at least the mosque is, figuratively speaking. And that mosque also was a member of the Islamic Society of North America. So this is an outrage. And the fact that the president would put more time into doing that than fighting ISIS and fighting terrorists tells you that he is indeed Muslim of the Year. And you can see that parody on our website at freedomwatchusa.org. It's parody, but it's very sad, and it's very frightening.
Well, I used to hear you 8 years ago, 9 years ago, when he was running for office, say you're probably a radical closet jihadist, all the rest of it. But now there's no doubt, speaking from the Quran better than an imam in Cairo when he first got into office, saying this is an Islam ISIS being caught funding him, Donald Trump coming out and exposing it, many others. His family connected into the Muslim Brotherhood, backing the violent overthrow of so many countries that are our allies or not against us. From your inside sources and your deep research, sir, you've been proven right. What is the larger game plan? Who is Barack Obama?
Well, in my view, Barack Obama is someone who has very close ties to Louis Farrakhan and other black Muslim leaders, and he is an anti-Semite. He's anti-Christian. He believes in furthering the cause of his people, and his people happen to be in large part Muslim. And that explains why our rules of engagement, Ted Cruz made reference to that last night in his speech after he won the primary in Iowa. That's why our troops can't fire upon Muslims unless they fire upon them first. We represent the families of Extortion 17, the biggest loss of life in the Afghan war. 30 special ops went down. They couldn't defend themselves. It was right after bin Laden was killed. Some of them were SEAL Team 6, we think. And this is the kind of thing that's been going on now for 7 years. And if you're Christian or you're Jewish, you're not as important to this president as his own people. And, of course, he was born half Muslim. Under Sharia law, he is Muslim. I'm not indicting someone because they're Muslim. I'm indicting him because he's taken actions against the interests of the United States, against Israel. And this has done us serious damage. And it's
we're going to get into the executive orders that you're battling here in a moment. But first, obviously, you know all about it. The listeners do, too. But every day it gets crazier. Minors as young as 11 years old married when asking asylum in Norway. The police just basically say, you know, let them have sex with 11 and 10-year-old girls because it's their culture. A new video today, migrants attack elderly Germans trying to protect women from harassment on Munich train. The stabbings, the killings, the mass rapes. Another mayor comes out and says children being sexually harassed by migrants, don't provoke them. It's the children's fault now. What is happening with the left, not just here, but in Europe? I've even found out that it's a new fad, Mr. Klayman, where liberal women want to go out and find a very Sharia law Muslim man to slap them around and dominate them, but they hate their daddy from the liberal West who gave them all that freedom. Is this like some type of mass suicide culturally by the left? Who are these people?
Alex, let me preface this by saying I'm an international lawyer. I started as that. I became a crime fighter, so to speak, with Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch. I'm not anti-foreign, okay? But the reality here is that the Muslim culture, and there are good Muslims, okay, but the majority of them are frankly not compatible with our culture. I'll say it straight up. They're not. And for Westerners to think that they can ever think like we do, where they're going to react like us to the same phenomenon, things that happen, are totally false. And in the Muslim world, there's a lack of respect for women. That explains what's happened in Germany with all the molestations and rapes of the refugees that have come in. I've experienced it myself with people that I've been with over time in the Middle East. And that's the reality. They do not think like us. They do not worship the same God. It's not radical Islam. It's Islam.
So why is the left bringing them in mass?
Because it's chic. They live in a dream world. And for that matter, you know, most conservatives live in a dream world, too. I haven't heard, except for Donald Trump, I haven't heard one of the candidates call it like it is. It's always radical Islam. It's not Islam. It's not radical Islam. It's Islam. This religion is not a religion at all. It is not compatible with Judeo-Christian values.
Sure. Well, I mean, they're certainly taking Muslims from the most radical areas and bringing them here where they can't even get along with each other. I mean, is this form of Islam compatible anywhere, Larry?
Well, among themselves, perhaps it's compatible. They can all kill each other, which is apparently what they're doing over there between Shiite and Sunni. I mean, they can't even get along with themselves. So the thing here, Alex, I am a strong supporter of being, if you're a citizen, you deserve all the rights. When George W. Bush didn't allow Americans who were Muslims to have right of counsel, if they were arrested, I was against that. But there is no right to come to this country and to get visas and to emigrate here during a time of war. We're in a time of war. Trump was absolutely right.
And then have everybody bend over backwards. So what do we do? And again, you're valiantly and successfully blocking the NSA. Now you're going after Obama, which we know is dangerous. They've indicted the Texas Attorney General for doing similar things to what you've been doing. So tell us the inside baseball on the executive power grab, sir.
Well, before I do that, if I can get into a little segue here.
Sure.
the NSA, you know, we enjoined the National Security Agency twice. That means the court ordered them to stop surveying all American citizens twice. That matter is now up on appeal, and the government's appealing it. But, and we changed the law. It became the USA Freedom Act, and now the telephone messages have to stay in the hands of Verizon, Sprint, and other companies until they get a warrant. I doubt that the NSA is obeying the law. They never have. But we learned recently, and this tells you something, about the so-called Washington establishment or cartel, whatever you want to call it, Democrat and Republican, National and American League, is that we learned that the NSA was spying on members of Congress during the time period that they were considering whether to reject or ratify the Iran Treaty. And the NSA did that. They were spying on Israel and members of Congress. You know what? And no one has complained about that. Even Rubio, who claims to be this great protector of the American people when it comes to terrorism and national security, he's on the Intelligence Committee. He has nothing to say about it because the Republicans and Democrats knew about it. So the NSA, I mean, intercepting the telephone and internet communications of Congress is perhaps the biggest scandal in American history.
It destroys the separation of powers.
And I believe Obama used this to blackmail them into approving the Iran Treaty. And we have a whistleblower by the name of Dennis Montgomery who has come forward to the FBI with immunity, who will tell you that that's exactly what the CIA and NSA have been doing.
Well, shifting gears out of that, your groundbreaking work, keep saying that, folks, so you can really let you know how important this is, what we're talking about. What about an indictment of Hillary or the FBI saying that they're going to go public if they don't indict her at the Justice Department? We've heard that from a lot of prominent people. From what you know, sir, is that accurate?
Alex, they'll never indict Hillary under either a Democrat or a Republican administration. They protect each other. You know, when I was fighting the Clintons during the Judicial Watch years when I was chairman and general counsel, I'm the founder, of course. I went to John Ashcroft, the attorney general under W, and I said, why don't we settle these cases? And he wouldn't do it. They continued on because there's an unwritten pact between the two of them that neither of them pushed too hard. Hillary will never be indicted. However, I do believe that FBI Director Comey is an honest man, and I've been working with him, with Dennis Montgomery, and I do believe that they will leak it, and I do believe that Hillary ultimately will have to withdraw as a presidential candidate. I think that's probably going to happen.
So a Tom DeLay and others have been saying that they're going to release the info. You've been talking to them. Little birdies are saying that Hillary should get ready for that.
I think she has to get ready. I think the Democrats will show her the door. And, you know, if you're in favor of a Republican candidate, that's probably good news. But you know what, Alex? You and I have had enough experience, Democrat or Republican. The American people need to stand up for themselves. And in the years after George W. Bush's election in 2000, you know, he did a lot of stuff that just wasn't really very good. And we stood up to him at Judicial Watch, and I stood up to him at Freedom Watch.
You sued him over and over and sued them and even had a lot of the right wing come after you. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was George W. Bush who started this NSA thing, getting everybody's telephonic metadata. So it's, the be-all and end-all is not a Republican presidential candidate. We, the American people, are going to have to stand up for our own rights. And I've been grappling over the years, to be honest, on how we do that short of violent revolution. I don't want to see that.
Well, sure, let's take our states back. Let's do what the governor's doing here in Texas. Let's expose what's happening. What else can we do? Obviously promote what FreedomWatchUSA.org does.
Well, yes, we do need the help. We need the support. We're the mouse that roared. Our website is FreedomWatchUSA.org, FreedomWatchUSA.org, and we welcome contributions. We need more staff. We need to do more of what we've been doing.
Sure, let's get into the executive power grabs now, because that's what you're spearheading. You're suing them over this. You've done it before successfully. Am I right in saying this is the most brazen executive power grab we've ever seen?
Absolutely. And we have a new case with regard to these gun control regulations, so-called gun control. It's down there in Florida. I have a status conference on Friday with the judge. It's another example of Obama believing that he's king, that he can get away with it. And that's why everybody's mad. Republicans, conservatives, libertarians, others, because the Republicans have rolled over for 7 years to Obama. He's won every victory. He's much smarter than they are. He's gotten everything he wants, and the American people have been given short shrift in our countries in ruins.
So is what Obama wanted to do going according to plan? Do you think he's planning something else?
I believe he would like to stay in power. You know, at the end of the Clinton years, everybody thought he was going to declare a state of national emergency under FEMA and take control. With Obama, I don't think it's likely, but it could happen. He does believe that he is above the law, that he's king. I hope that that does not happen, but the country's in such a bad shape right now that he could try almost anything.
Well, I was about to say, we know the preparations went on under Clinton. That came out in Congress. The military told us about it. They were testing the waters. Under Obama, the expansion to prepare basically a civil war against the Patriots has been unprecedented. But I think the establishment realizes that's not going to go over too well, in my view, Larry.
No, I don't think so, Alex. But, you know, you and I, Obama has a, quote, subversive list, people that he considers to be adverse to him. I'm sure you and I are charter members of that and others in this.
Oh, it's come out in the news, Wheeler.
That's the reason why, you know, the NSA and CIA surveillance is to keep people down, because they can destroy anybody they want. Supreme Court justices, other justices of the Supreme Court, representatives, senators, prominent businessmen. Dennis Montgomery's come forward with information about that. They've been surveying everybody. So even if they don't destroy you, most people are afraid, and they won't stick their neck out, and they won't take a stand in this country. And the reality is that people
That's right.
have been beaten back into submission. You know, the line I use, I've probably used it on your show before, but if King George III had had an NSA, the Founding Fathers never would have made it to Philadelphia to sign the Declaration of Independence. They would have been picked up, arrested, and executed before they got there.
That's
and
right.
That's where we are today. We can't wage revolution even if we want to. And that's the quandary that we're in. So I spend a lot of time every day just thinking, what can we do legally to try to change things? And frankly, other than my lawsuits, and we hope that we get good judges like we got in the NSA case with Judge Richard Leon or Royce Lambreth that I got during the Clinton years. But there aren't that many of them, Alex. And there's going to come a point in time when the American people are going to have a choice.
Sure.
And they have to go to the barricades.
Larry, let me ask you a question here. In general, because you've been around so long, you know so many people, you're wise. What percentage, dead reckoning, of people in the federal government itself are just yes men and women versus good guys versus people that are consciously bad, that you know that believe in this collectivist view or fascist view, whatever you call it, totalitarianism? Because clearly we're going in a totalitarian direction, but then I run into so many people in government at every level that are totally freaked out about what's happening now. This isn't 20 years ago when you were first exposing things, you know, with Matt Drudge or whatever. Now, we have more credibility than ever. I mean, folks know that there's a lot of rotten stuff going on in Denmark.
That's right. You know, when I was back a young lawyer at the Justice Department, I would say that maybe 30% of the people there actually did work. The rest of them walked around with coffee, talking all day long. And I'm talking about the lawyers. And I transferred to the AT&T trial section. We broke up AT&T because my other section, I thought, really wasn't doing much of anything other than kibitzing all day long. But today, I would say that probably most government workers are yes men. They don't want to stick their neck out. They want the security of a government job. And then there are the people at the top. They're the ones who are, in large part, corrupt. And they do what is best for the president that puts them in power, and to advance their own goals. And between Democrats and Republicans, it's called dividing up the pot in Washington, D.C. There's a huge amount of money there. There's never been a recession there. It's doing better than ever. So this is the problem that we face. But then you get somebody at a presidential level, like Obama, who is frankly just evil. He is evil. And he frankly has a disdain for people that are not like him. And he sets the tone going all the way down the line. The fish rots from the head, and believe me, it's rotting, and it's almost to the point of no return.
Well, remember when he was candidate Obama, and he got caught on audio in San Francisco saying, "I'm going to get these better clingers." It's like they want to mount our head on the wall when they've already taken the country over. I don't get why they want to shut our power plants off and want to bankrupt us. But I guess it's Cloward and Piven. They want to make us dependent. They want to rub our noses in it, and they're just such bad people. That said, what do you think of Iowa? A lot of hanky-panky obviously going on. I mean, obviously, separately with Freedom Watch, USA.org, you're nonpartisan. But as a citizen, who are you liking for president, Larry Klayman?
Yeah, it's Larry Klayman. I'm not endorsing anybody, Alex, but let's I'll give you an understanding of my view on things. I don't like Rubio. I think he's two-faced. I think he's phony. I think he's the version of Barack Obama. But he's very articulate, and I think he has an excellent chance of winning this election. And he's obviously better than Obama. Cruz, I believe, is too harsh. I like a lot of what Ted Cruz says. I regrettably don't think he's eligible to be president. I don't understand why he kept dual citizenship until 2014. That was just dumb. And I don't think he's going to make it. Trump, I believe, has a shot. And many of the things that he says, I really like. I think it's going to come down to Cruz and Rubio. And it's really a toss-up at this point in time.
I agree with you. And when I see the Bilderberg Group, I see the Davos Group, I see George Soros coming out saying, do whatever you can to do, stop Trump. Is it because they just don't know who he is, but know he isn't beholden to them? Or is it because they know he really does want to save the country? Because, you know, the Trump folks reach out to us to have him on. And then I've talked to folks that know Trump well, and they say, no, he's aware of what's happening in America now. And he's really freaked out. And that's even the Politico article. They met with 20 top Republicans from New York who met with him 2 years ago. And he said, forget running for New York. If I'm going to do this, I want to try to save the country from these crazy politicians, you know, that do one-sided trade deals. I mean, just the fact that he doesn't want to enslave the country and doesn't want to rule us, but wants to be the big turnaround guy that's the hero. He wants to be George Washington, you know, not Mao Zedong. And so that's just what I see, and I see the whole system against him. I see the money piled up against him, just like it's piled up against you, and that's who I root for.
No, I agree with you. And, see, Trump doesn't owe anybody anything, and he's honest. You know, he says, look, when I was a businessman, I bribed everybody I could, and I got what I wanted. Now I don't have to bribe anybody. I'm worth billions, okay? At least he's honest. Or when Cruz was coming up the line, they asked him, why are you attacking Cruz? And he says, well, because he wasn't doing well before. You know, at least he says things to the American people. He connects from a human standpoint.
Sure, and he said, this system is legalized bribery. I use it, but not to just to get them to leave me alone. Trump had to give them hundreds of millions of dollars over the decades just to keep them off his back.
Right, you know, and it's time Americans started saying the truth. And that's the difference between Trump and Cruz, is that Cruz can't connect with a person one-on-one. He can connect with Iowa, okay? But he can't connect hardly anywhere else. Trump can. And from a human standpoint, even though sometimes, you know, he uses language which we don't approve of, people see that he actually cares about them and is able to get down at their level and talk to them. And he's a strong person. And what he did with Fox News the other day, although it may have cost him this election, he did it on principle. And you have to take a stand. And he was telling the American people, look, I will take a stand even if it hurts me sometimes, because you have to use power politics to get what you want. And that's what they need.
That's right. Well, that's in this How Trump Did It, a Politico article that's actually pretty fair overall. The media spun it like he was calculated. It proves it. No, he knew they'd take his TV deals away. They knew he'd lose hundreds of millions. They knew he's all in now. And, you know, you can only admire somebody who's actually in the arena with a bunch of other people wringing their hands.
Alex, after Roger Ailes sent that email out, Roger shouldn't have sent it. I commend Roger for building, you know, a big network, and he's the only thing out there. I wish he went further sometimes and really talking about who Obama was. They're not allowed to talk about the Muslim side of things on Fox. But the reality is that Trump stood up to him, and I admire that. And that wasn't right, that email that was sent out that, you know, compared him to the meeting with Putin and Ayatollahs and things like that. And Trump will, I believe, ultimately win this election if, you know, his health holds up, and God forbid he stays safe. I'm worried about that.
I agree. I think they might kill him.
Yeah, you know, it's scary. But we need somebody like that who, even if he's not perfect, he's talking straight up to the American people. And we need to say it like it is. And, you know, particularly what I like is we need to have a moratorium on Muslim immigration. I think that is the most important.
Well, even Louis Farrakhan, who we interviewed, said Trump was right on that front, because it's going to come in and destabilize things, and then his group will get blamed. Larry Klayman, amazing having you on with us. FreedomWatchUSA.org. We'll talk to you again very, very soon, sir.
Thanks, Alex. God bless.
Have a great week coming up. Wow. I mean, just that guy has done so much. And he called it on Obama and the rest of it, and I didn't think he was right about that. I've argued with him, you know, 8 years ago about it. We're going to come back, go right to your phone calls. Mike, Mark, Buckley, Larry, and others. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.
Silver, it ends tomorrow.